A bid to destabilize Nigeria creates collateral damage. Guatemala is in dire need of food. And 35 ordinary women will climb Mount Kilimanjaro for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violence has gripped Nigeria. Extremists want to impose Sharia law throughout the country. Since the election of a Christian president, they've been responsible for numerous assassinations, attacks, and church bombings.
Faces this opposition, which is very organized and very dedicated. So I think there is a strong possibility of destabilizing the country in the long run.
Open Doors' Carl Mueller says.
The Boko Haram, which is an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, has really taken on that election as a touch point for inciting more violence against Christians and making it more of a political struggle as well in Nigeria. So this is possibly a leading indicator of increased violence in that country.
Christians are the most vulnerable to attacks. A downward spiral into the retaliation cycle will only work to the Boko Haram's advantage. The hope of Christ is the most effective way to counter.
True Christians really want to be a force for good and to see the salvation of those that are even persecuting them. So we can pray with them in that. We can pray that they can continue to support law and order in that country and ultimately be part of the healing process of a nation that is really torn down the middle.
Next, the rebuilding process of homes and hearts is still going on in Japan. Mark Lewis with the EFCA's Compassion Ministry, Touch Global, says debris removal is happening, but
it's more than 250 miles of coastline with community after community that has had waves as high as 60 or 80 feet. Just immense devastation. So even though there's been progress made in some places, it just looks like nothing's really happened.
Rebuild is vital but slow going. Interestingly, Japanese hearts seem to be following that pattern. Lewis says hearts are crying out for change, but it'll take a long-term relational care for tsunami victims to let Christ fully in. So now the biggest need is for believers to nurture relationships.
Both national workers from Japan and then short and long-term missionaries from literally around the world to come and be part of what I perceive, and I think the national pastors here perceive, as a time of unprecedented openness for the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite being a top exporter of agricultural products, 80% of Guatemala's population is malnourished. According to one report, Guatemala's a prime example of a failed food system, and it's only expected to get worse. Medical Teams International's Bas Vanderzalm says children are most at risk.
If there isn't something that we do to help them before they turn two, they'll spend their entire lives limited and stunted, both in terms of physical growth, but also mental development.
Medical Teams is providing Guatemalans with training in health services, water and sanitation, as well as food production. Vanderzalm says,
we work there with local churches. The pastors are involved. But just by being loving and gracious and caring for these basic needs and doing what we can to help children, whole families wind up turning to faith in Christ as a result of experiencing God's grace in this very concrete way.
Your monthly $18 gift will help 12 children each year. We turn next to Thailand, where the Evangelical Alliance Mission is putting together a strategic outreach plan next week. The team vision is to assist a reproducing church planting movement among the Thai Buddhists. The bigger picture for this church planting movement is getting other Asian countries involved, like the Philippines, Singapore, and China. Pray for insight, clarity, and the ability to communicate with other church bodies throughout the region. And ladies, have you ever wanted to do something brave or drastic for God? Operation Mobilization is looking for 35 ordinary women to travel to the highest mountain in Africa, Mount Kilimanjaro. Women will climb the mountain in January of 2012 to raise awareness and funds to combat oppression, exploitation, and global trafficking. Those who can't make the trip can host freedom climbs in other areas to help bring the gospel to the oppressed. You can learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. The KJV made it possible for the average person to understand God's Word. And to help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.